It does not take much strength to hang on. It takes a lot of strength to let go. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. It does not take much strength to hang on. It takes a lot of strength to let go. You know, we hang on to old habits, we hang on to old ideas, we hang on to old concepts that seem to be very important to us. These old concepts, these old ideas, these old attitudes of mind are the type of thing that manipulate us, control us. We believe in them. One of the things we've been taught, the best way that we can help our world is to be aware of it. And of course, who teaches us that? The medium. The media wants to sell its purpose and its program, and so they tell us that we should be aware of what's going on in the world. We should be aware of the problems that are going on in the world and the people who are having circumstances that are upsetting their lives, and that we should be aware of the bad people on earth. We should be aware of the bad conditions and the bad circumstances. Now, that's all well and good. We want to hang on to that sort of an idea. We've been hanging on to it for a very, very long time. It doesn't take much strength to do that, because it is something that is diverting for our mind. It is something that causes us to think in a little different way. And we say, "There but for the grace of God go I," with a lot of the problems that people have in the world, because they've been confronted with things that have been overwhelming to them, that have made things very difficult for them. Now, what about you? What about me? Where do we stand on this program of life, on this program of things that are going on in the world? It does take a lot of strength to let go. And that's very true. We have habits. How easy it is to get rid of a habit, isn't it? You just say, "I am master of my habit," and instantly you're no longer responsible to that habit. The habit might be drugs, the habit might be alcohol, the habit might be cigarettes, the habit might be thinking bad thoughts about other people. Do you believe every story that comes along told to you by other people about other people? Perhaps it's true, perhaps it's not. What difference does it make? The only difference is, what kind of a life do you live? What kind of a life do I live? Do I live a life filled with peace and harmony, joy and goodness? Do I live a life filled with everything that is worthy of my attention? Now, that's the big point. It does not take much strength to hang on. No, we hang on to bad habits. We hang on to bad images. We hang on to the look at the world and say, "Look at that war over there. Isn't that terrible?" And we encourage that war to be. We empower that war to continue by our attention. It's like giving a little attention to something that is evil, and boom, it grows up. Giving a little attention to something that's good, and boom, it grows up. Well, my goodness, why don't we always give attention to something good if something good is going to improve and grow by doing it? Now, do you take medicine to get sick or to get well? That's a good question sometimes. Do you take medicine to get sick or to get well? Well, with our immune system, we build up an immune system which is built up by our body having strength to not be touched by conditions that might be harmful to us. And these conditions in the body of immunity are built up in a positive, dynamic way, a belief in yourself. When your immune system is low, you are just open for everything. When your immune system is high, you're right on the ball. Now, Norman Cousins showed us that by laughing and being happy, he could dislodge all of the negative cancer thoughts in his body and remove them. And, well, why doesn't every doctor do that? Well, how many people can afford to go around giving themselves 100% to being happy? You don't have time for that. You have to go to work. You have to do all the responsibilities that are coming at you in life. You have so many things, and you have so many habits that are saying to you that these are things you must do. And, of course, whatever the habits are, that you must do. Now take, for instance, you have come down with some disease. Zonk! You're right on your back. You're in bed. You cannot move a thing. You cannot do anything. You're listless. You have no energy. You have no desire for anything. And they take you to the hospital even. And there you are on your back, and you're fed all these different things to keep you conscious and alive and what have you. And what's going on? What's going on? Are they working on you so that you'll die? You might think they are. Are they working on you so you will live? What are they doing to make you live? They're giving you certain types of drugs which make you unconscious to the pain. And who wants pain anyhow? They give you certain kinds of drugs that take away those feelings inside of you that make you want to die, suicide ideas. These are all just attitudes of mind. And so they strengthen you in the healing aspect. All they're doing is encouraging you to think healing thoughts, to let go of those negative thoughts that were death and illness, and claim those healing thoughts, which are purity, wholeness, right action, love, harmony, all that good stuff, you see? It's just a matter of where we put our thought and our consciousness. It takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of strength to let go of old ideas. It doesn't take much strength to hang on to them, because habit takes care of that. We have that friend that we have created within us called habit. It can be a benefit, and it can be something that's not beneficial to us. But what do we do? Oh, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We hear a lot of things like that. Man, know thyself. We hear a lot of these wonderful Bible statements. We hear a lot of positive thinkers going around the world with positive ideas and positive directions to life. Hey, that's cool, you know. That leads us in a very wonderful direction. But with all the positivity, whenever someone comes up, they say, that's Pollyanna. And what they mean to say is, that's an impossible thing to live, to do. It's impossible to give up thoughts of unhappiness for something that we have experienced. It's impossible to give up these thoughts that make me feel uncomfortable. It's impossible to do that. Well, name it and claim it. Call it impossible, and it is impossible because you will not apply yourself to giving it up. It takes a lot of strength to let go. A lot of strength. Not because we pay attention to what we're letting go, but because we're putting the new cause in motion. You cannot let go of anything in life. It's going to be with you forever. The sins of the fathers are visited on the children. That's a terrible statement. But that's true. The habits of the parents that are taught to the children are visited on the children by it becoming their habits. The ugliness of the parents and their bad manners and their lack of good taste and their lack of caring about themselves and others, that's visited upon the children. And then the children go out and do the same thing. And you say, I don't know where they learned that. Well, they learned that from mommy and daddy. They learned that from brother and sister. They learned that from the home. And it becomes a habit, and it's hard to let go of the habit. Now, there are children in homes where the homes are kind of tough, and the children come out like angels. How do they do that? Well, because those children are saying the thing, I gotta be me. They gotta be whatever is in their heart to be what they truly are. And that's kind of nice, isn't it? That's kind of nice. It does not take much strength to hang on to old ideas, to habits, to conditions in life that limited us. But it takes a lot of strength to let go by putting new causes in motion, putting new statements in motion for ourselves, to live a new thought. Can you say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me? Wow, what a wonderful positive statement. Can you imagine if we were just to cause this statement to be cast like seed across the world, across the universe, there would be peace everywhere. But we don't have to do that. We can start with ourselves. We change the habit in our own thinking, and the habit says that there is war. And the new habit, or the new condition we want to put in motion, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Say, we can even work on ourselves like that. Now there is wholeness in my body, and it began with my thought. Now there is abundance in my life, and it began with my thought. Now there is joy and peace and harmony and goodness in my life, and it began with my thought. Join me in having it begin with your thought today, because that's what it's all about. I love you. I love you. I love you.